under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, a body has been found in the search for a missing British man in Portugal. 38-year-old Greg Monks disappeared on a stag do last Wednesday. Our reporter Alan Zazinski says police made the discovery on vacant and uneven terrain.
Now, what Greg was doing in that area, suburbs on the hilly outskirts of the city, miles away from where he left friends on the strip, remains a mystery. He was only placed there through CCTV images.
The Metropolitan Police says it needs the help of tech companies to tackle phone thefts. MPs have been hearing evidence from the force alongside bosses from Apple and Google. A father and son have been in court accused of murdering a four-year-old in a car crash in Kent. Two pickup trucks collided in Dartford on Sunday. They're due back in court this week. And the Chancellor insists families are going to start to feel better about their finances. There's going to be a major update on government spending next week. But the Tories say she's scrambling to save her failing economic plan.
Sport.
England defender Millie Bright has made herself unavailable for selection for this summer's Women's Euros. The Chelsea captain posted on social media, "It's one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, but right now I'm not able to give 100%. Lee Carsley has signed a new contract to remain as England under 21 manager until the end of the 2027 European Championship. His team aims to defend their title from 2023 in this summer's edition of the tournament in Slovakia. And Sir Mo Farah, Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill and Keely Hodgkinson have backed a bid to host the World Athletics Championships in 2029. They're among 100 British athletes calling for the government's support to bring the event to London.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Rain spreading west across the UK overnight with a low of 4 degrees. A wet start tomorrow, then some sunny spells later. Highs of 20. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Cinta Templeton. Athletes. They've all got medals these days, haven't they? When I was a kid, there was like one athlete won a medal. That was it. David Wilkie. That was it.
And he was like the most famous person ever, in the whole country.
Ever. Everyone wanted to see it. Yeah. And they've all got a medal. And what, do you know what he gets me?
What?
You win a medal, what do you get?
What?
A medal from the Queen.
Yeah.
The King.
True, yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, it's weird.
No, he's won a medal. Do you know what we're going to give him? What? A medal.
It's weird.
But how, when does it end?
Yeah.
And then he goes to there, he gets a medal, and then he gets... Another medal. Why have you got a medal? Because he's got a couple of medals.
Yeah.
Never ends, Gav. Surely a medal is a reward.
Yeah,
they're all
in
looking,
itself.
As soon as they win, they're looking around like, I've won a medal. And even when they're getting that medal, they're looking around like, oh, I'm going to get some medal now.
They should just, if you win an Olympic gold and you're British, just print like an OBE on the back.
Yes.
Just automatic.
Right. You did it all with lottery funding. What award do you want?
Yeah.
Our message to athletes, sod off. No, it's not. It's not a message at all. I apologise for that. It's not. It's fantastic what they do. Because they do, you know, they do a lot of it for themselves.
Sure.
Right. And then they make out it's for Britain, but it's not. It's not. It's for themselves. Defo. Right. This is what's coming up in the next hour. Sorry about that. For more stuff like that, listen to the Kickabout between 11 and 1. I'm certainly going to be talking about that this Saturday.
Mm.
It's Radio X's sports supplement. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Item 1. A Geordie went to Corfu and had to suffer local muck.
Holiday hell.
Foreign muck.
Yeah.
They described it as a holiday hell. But what have you had to endure when you are somewhere foreign? Guys, I once encountered in the hotel bathroom a small bum washer.
Oh.
Big Jack in Donny. He said he used it every day. He was forced to use it every day. Also, ladies and gentlemen, made in space. That's what you might start seeing on products soon. I know. Made in space.
Wow.
Kind of weird. Also, ladies and gentlemen, someone's going to win a holiday somewhere foreign. But it'll... Do you know what, though? It'll be somewhere Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. To Nice. Nice is civilised, actually. They're used to us there. You can order steak and chips with... You can order steak and chips and a nice beer with no risk of encountering anything foreign.
That's right.
This is Queens of the Stone Age. Go with the flow. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. I've got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
Radio X. We'll be right back.
so good. So good. Touched me every time. They played Friday I'm in Love earlier when I was in the car on the way to the butcher's.
Yeah.
It was really weird because I stopped to sing it in the car while I was outside the butcher's shop. And I suddenly thought, what a weird situation that is, because I know they play it in the butcher's.
Of course, yes.
What am I doing?
They have us on there, don't they? Yeah.
So I wandered into the butcher's, really good, because three of them in a line.
Yeah.
All just, I went really early, all setting the shop, and they're all just really getting into Monday night.
What, chopping?
They all love the cure.
Slicing chops.
Yeah, it was George and the boys. It's really nice to see people slicing up some chops to the cure. Recommending the marbling on beef. ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing. 5:11 on your Radio X. Talking of beef.
Yeah. Mate,
guess what they've discovered? This really got me. Is that, you know, when you read reports about beef, like, is red meat bad? Apparently, I couldn't believe this either. It depends on who's paid for the research.
What?
No, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Shocking.
So, is eating red meat bad for your heart? According to a review, the answer depends on the scientist who's paid the scientist.
Sure.
Which we've long said when we launched the Foodsy Index of food and drink, saying, well,
it goes back and forth, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then it's trotted out by journalists quite lazily.
Right.
Because when you work in a newspaper, particularly local ones, but all of them, you get all these press releases.
You get them sent every day.
And you just sub them down. They fill up what's called NIBS, News in Briefs, and it's just a press report, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just sort of, you know.
Mm.
So the debate over red meat and cardiovascular health has rumbled on for decades. The link between heart disease and sausages, bacon and other processed meat is well established. Hey, that woman will be pleased to hear that then.
Yeah.
That Geordie.
She had a nice healthy week.
She had a really healthy week. So, you know, it wasn't all hell. Although, we've got more of that coming in, 83936. But the picture for unprocessed red meat is murkier, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
Yes. Some studies warn of health risks. Others find no significant impact at all.
So it could be the processing that's the problem rather than the meat.
It could well be. The chemicals involved, maybe?
No, it's who's paid for the research. So, the team that researched this, I don't know who paid them.
Right, good question.
We might find that's vegan meat who's paid for the research, which puts all research... Well, it could be, because they crop up in this as well. But get this. They've searched science databases and found 44 pieces of relevant research on red meat and heart health.
Right.
Two-thirds had ties to the red meat industry. Of those industry-sponsored papers, guess how many suggested that red meat was harmful?
One-third.
None. None. Not one piece of research paid for.
And when you do that, you know, obviously...
Make sure you phrase it in a certain way.
Phrase it as I like. Give it the thumbs up. Read.
And I'll give you a dozen bars.
Don't worry about the research, Grouchy. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. I saw a report in Spain that said red meat's fine as long as you have a cigarette afterwards.
Yes, yeah.
I think that's what fixes it.
And late at night.
Sure.
You go straight to bed.
11 o'clock.
As long as you're eating about one in the morning.
Yeah.
Outside.
Char-grilled beef and then bed.
79% found the effects were neutral. 21% said it was actually, these are ones that the meat industry has paid for. They said that red meat is beneficial. Studies without industry funding, though. So remember that. 79% it was the effects were neutral.
Yeah.
21% said it was beneficial.
But right. No negative.
Studies without industry funding suggested the opposite.
You are joking.
No, they said 73% reported harmful cardiovascular effects linked to the consumption of red meat and none reported benefits at all.
Shocking.
None.
Shocking.
So when the meat business doesn't pay for it, it's not as good.
It's not so good for you.
It's not so good for the meat business.
But what it does mean is anytime you do read anything about red meat, when you read it, you now know that. so you don't...
You play the piper, you call the tune. You know what I mean? I mean,
Oh, yes.
I'm bloody like to cough up good money to slag my product off.
This is Somber Undress right here on Radio X. Take it.
You were sick of all the holes in your sweater. You looked at me and wondered whether I was the
Andreas Samba right here on Radio X. Is Samba coming? Is that a surprise? Am I meant to reveal that? Samba's on tomorrow with Dan O'Connell tomorrow
Good
evening
God.
On the EV show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, geez, what I hate about that, we've really warmed him up.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Like we did with Biffy Clyro, there's another bloke.
Sure.
We warmed up like that.
Yeah, he's a good guy,
and
though.
He's another good guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's been nicked by other stations. Mm. He's all over everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what we're going to get? The same situation we had with the Grenons. It's the Grenons all over again, I tell you.
And we lose him to Cabinet.
And we're going to lose him. The Grenons. Not the Grenons. We've lost him. Oh, man. He found that really funny, though, so that was good.
Yeah.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. But we have lost the Grenons.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thoughts of something on your glorious Radio X. We're looking at some of the foreign hells that you've been through. So after that, Geordie woman endured local food when she was in Corfu.
Mm.
God.
Mm.
She didn't... I mean, actually, it turns out she didn't have so much processed meat.
Yes,
so, you know,
it
could have been good for her, but I don't think she was worried about that, not on a holiday.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think she was planning quite an unhealthy break.
Mm.
She wasn't looking at wellness. I was in a foreign land once, Johnny. This is Pete in Nottingham.
Mm.
And one of the hotel bars was so poorly designed, you had to get into the pool to swim up to it in order to get a drink.
Idiots.
And then sit on one of these stools in the pool. It was rubbish. So I've got to tell you, sounds like hell.
Yeah.
We've got more of your holiday hells coming up next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. Trusted Trader.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
What do we?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs. So show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
Oh, we're going to miss you. The longest-serving driver in Jane's Bus Store Company has reached his destination and is about to retire. To ensure the wheels keep turning, she needs to hire.
Well, don't be a stranger.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform can help you match with quality candidates immediately. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
What do you give the dad who has everything? Something from Aldi. Where else? Which cheapest supermarket 2024? How about a juicy rump steak to say, well done, Dad? A bottle of Highland Earl blended Scotch whiskey? Or a spicy, specially selected golden rum, maybe? Aldi, you'd have to go much farther for better Father's Day value.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. Hi, listeners. Chris Moyles here. Happy Wednesday to you all. Tomorrow morning, we're back on the Chris Moyles Show with a £25,000 box. We have a game where you could win £25,000. Want to try and win it? Be listening tomorrow morning.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Kickstart your summer in style at the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Join us at your local showroom from the 6th to the 9th of June. Order your new car during the event to unlock our exclusive in-store offers, including a £750 saving. Plus, get your first two services for free. Search the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event to find your local showroom today. T's and C's apply. Selected stock subject to availability, covering 1A and 1B service. Mileage intervals apply.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
You used to get it in your fishnets, now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness, landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity is the past though. A bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips, remember when the boys were all electric. And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental, said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle, was that a mecca dubber or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? You took a left off last laugh lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took a left off last laugh lane. You were just.
Arctic Monkeys, Fluorescent Adolescent, too damn good on Radio X. Hey guys, this is even better.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
Okay, it's foreign, but we've been going there for years. You can trust it. Who wants to go to the French Riviera? Me, yeah. Next week. Thanks to William Hill Vegas. Please play responsibly. I could be sending you on a trip to Nice.
Nice.
It's Nice for someone. For your chance to win a two-night stay for two people at a four-star hotel in Nice, plus your flights, you need to listen very carefully to Somka. She's about to give you three clues about a theme. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Three clues about a film.
A film.
Film.
As in a movie.
Yes,
film.
You just need to name the film, okay? Or film, as they say in Newcastle. Mm. Hey. So, Connie, film. Let's cross to Sunta now. She's in the Global Cludio. It's a studio at the top of the building where anyone who is doing a competition that involves clues must, by law, be positioned. Let's go to the Cludio. Sunta, are you there in the Cludio?
Hi, here I am.
Hi, so what's it like in there?
You know, on Monday I said it needed a bit of an airing.
Yes.
Someone stuck one of them fresheners in.
Have they?
Right. Linen and lilac.
Has it helped?
Not has really. It helped?
No. It's made it worse than anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Air freshener's working sweet. Hard, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'll get you out as soon as we can, my love.
Thanks.
Let's have the three clues from the Cludio.
Okay, clue number one, Vespa Lind. Clue number two, I'm sorry, that last hand nearly killed me. And clue number three, Judy Dench.
I've got a clue.
Do you want them again?
Yeah, go on. I've got three clues, but I've not picked up on them. Let's go back to the Cludio and see if Sunta's still got those clues. Sunta, are you there?
I'm here.
Can I have those clues again from the Cludio?
You can. Clue number one, Vespa Lind.
I can't hear you, love.
Clue number two, I'm sorry, that last hand nearly killed me.
Okay.
And clue number three, Judy Dench.
Thanks, Sunta. Come down now.
Cheers.
Sunta there from the Cludio. So, to win that trip to Nice and maybe nip over to Monaco if you fancy it, all you need to do is name the film from the clues that Sunta just gave you. Text the word win in your answer, 83936. What film did Sunta give clues for? Text the word win in your answer, 83936. You got the length of Pulp. Do you remember the first time to enter? That's Pulp. Do you remember the first time? It's playing next. After that, I'll close the lines. I'll pick a winner at random from the correct answers. You must be 18 or over. And all the T's and C's are at radiox.co.uk. There's loads of good things at radiox.co.uk anyway to distract you. Try and remain focused if you've gone there for the T's and C's. Yeah, then have a good look around. It's brilliant. What film was Sunta describing? Text the word win in your answer. Any questions? T's and C's are at radiox.co.uk. In the background, you can hear, do you remember the first time for Pulp? That means you can start texting the word win and your answer to 83936. And you can do it now!
Off again. Oh, now it's half past eight. You'd be late. Oh, they say I'm not sure. Though it makes good sense for you.
Breakfast 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Things Blink 182 right here on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Lines are closed. In fact, lines closed at the end of Pulp. Do you remember the first time? Not Blink 182, All the Small Things. Lines were already closed. By the time All the Small Things started, those lines were closed.
Sure. And there's nothing to be done about it.
And there is nothing to be done about it at all.
No.
Yeah?
That's it.
Gav, were you ever offered a scholarship up in Jacksonville?
No.
I was, but do you know why I didn't take it?
Why didn't you take it?
I had to go to school for this decade.
Or are you just trying to grind from the rep?
Sorry, it's something Gavin and I become obsessed with on social media. It's a guy lying. Ladies and gentlemen, loads of you are really sympathising with this poor Geordie woman, this Geordie maiden. She went...
she had a holiday hell in Corfu.
Yeah, she went to Corfu and she was handled pretty roughly. She didn't have any bacon or sausages.
Yeah.
During the whole break. Instead, she was forced to eat foreign food. They had chips twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she had to pay for drinks.
Wow.
And she paid 750 quid a week.
Yeah.
That was for all of them.
Sure.
And she was expecting for that, from what she'd heard.
Yeah.
She thought if you pay that amount, they literally, you drink your way to break even point.
Yeah. And you're going to get some sausages.
And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then on day two, you start drinking your way into profit.
Yep.
Anyway. When visiting Lithuania last year, I've just asked for some of your other, your other terrible experiences abroad. John Betjeman famously said, Sir John Betjeman, isn't abroad awful? And lots of you agreeing with him. When visiting Lithuania last year, not one person understood a word we said in English, no matter how loudly and slowly we repeated ourselves. Dominic from Widnes comments, pathetic. And it is. Look lively, Lithuania. If you want to sit with your Spains and your Portugals. Actually, Portugal, you don't even really bump into a Portuguese speaker. Well, you do as soon as you go inland, no one. As soon as you leave your resort, no one speaks English. But in your resort, you don't really meet a Portuguese speaker. I went to Spain to meet my wife's parents. I had to ensure I had to endure the bloody in-laws. It's unacceptable, says Roy. And he's from Glasgow.
Yeah.
Think how he feels.
Yeah.
Gav, what have you seen?
Danny in Bristol says, hey guys, last year I went to Venice. Do you know the only way of getting around was by boat? It was awful.
I know.
He says,
I've
unacceptable.
I've heard it stinks as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get overcharged for food.
Sure.
Sons, what have you seen that will put anyone off going anywhere foreign?
Well, Jason from Canvey Island warns, Johnny, I went abroad once and hated it. I had to alter my watch forward by an hour.
Ugh.
Why, oh, why, oh, why can't they all use blighty time?
Yes.
I know.
This is Clarkie's contention.
Mm.
Yeah, everyone should just be on...
The whole world should just be on GMT.
It's a really good idea.
But his point is, so what? So it just means, you know, you finish work at 4 a.m.
That's it.
At 4 a.m. But that's when that country finishes work. It's fine. Because they start at 8 p.m.
That's brilliant.
That's your 8 hours at work. It doesn't make a difference.
Everyone knows the system.
It doesn't make a difference what you call the time.
Mm. Yeah,
that's it. It's just one clock.
Mm.
That's how it is in submarines.
Mm.
It's always on Zulu time. Okay. Good afternoon, Stunners. I went to Italy once. They had some cheese and tomato bread type thing.
Yeah.
Luckily, after some local grape juice fortified my keep calm, carry on spirit, I bravely tried it. Turns out it was okay. So cheers. Christ knows what he ate.
No.
But you certainly have to get inebriated before you risk it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got more of these next. Keep coming. 83936.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring, you could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at radiox.co.uk.
At Boots, we've got your summer sorted, whatever the season has in store. From hay fever relief to take on that hike without letting the pollen stop you, to the latest beauty must-haves so you can glam up for a night out and freshen up the next day. Or sunscreen to protect your skin all summer long, whether you're playing in the garden or relaxing on the beach. With offers on thousands of beauty, health and holiday favourites, that's your summer sorted. Boots, with you for life. Always read the label, see boots.com for details.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Sometimes, pal, your best bet is not to bet at all. And BetVictor's app makes it really easy, simple and safe to do so. They've got lots of helpful features to help you manage your time and your spend online. But it also really helps that I can't find my blooming phone half the time.
Yeah, that does really help.
I don't even know where it is now. I can hear it, but I can't see it. Sandra?
Listen to Harry, and please, gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Johnny Vaughan.
There's always something to hide.
As it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
Someone's about to win a trip to Nice.
Nice
for someone. This is thanks to William Hill Vegas. Please play responsibly. Earlier on, Santa gave you three clues about a theme. You just needed to name the theme to be in with a chance of winning a trip to Nice.
Yes.
He certainly is. The answer, of course, was Casino Royale.
Casino.
Gav, when you go on holiday, do you visit a casino?
If I'm looking to maybe play a game of Chemin de Fer, I like to visit a casino.
I like a casino, and then afterwards maybe a discotheque.
A late night supper and then a discotheque, yes.
I suffer before the casino and then certainly go to a discotheque. Gav, what is your game at casino? Chemin, do you like shimmy?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, let's not discuss this because I've got to focus up.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll start getting into Bond stuff.
How easy.
And only Bond plays shimmy.
He does.
Well, I think you've got to make 9. Or something like that, and you're going to make 12.
Chemin
de
Fer.
And then you go, shummy. A winner with the correct answer has been picked at random. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who's it going to be?
Oh, God, it's so tense, isn't it?
Nobody knows.
I don't know why.
No one knows.
During this bit, I always feel I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous for the competitor.
It's going to be. I get that.
Do you get that as well?
Sure. I mean, I get it.
I just worry one time there's going to be three of us just running out.
I know.
No one left to do this.
There's
show.
Always that risk.
Just leave the drone
We're
plane.
All literally bricking it.
It's going to be.
I don't know.
How is it? It could be anyone.
But thanks to William Hill Vegas.
It could be Les Dennis. Les Dennis could win this.
He's eligible.
He is.
No doubt about it.
He might have entered. We don't know.
I'll tell you who else could win it.
Who?
Clooney.
Do you reckon that George Clooney?
That George Clooney.
Oh, he's lovely.
Oh, he's great. Oh, I like that George Clooney. Oh, I love that George.
Oh,
it's his eyes.
I don't get it yourself. I don't see what all
he don't
us,
do. He don't do nothing for me.
He does nothing for me. I like that Tom Selleck. Oh, Magnum. Oh.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
It's not going to be Tom Selleck, I don't reckon.
It's not going to be Tom Selleck.
It could be Selleck.
It could be Selleck.
Yes,
it could be. It's not. I tell you, it's not going to be.
Who?
Boozy.
You don't think?
No, there's no way Gary Boozy.
Gary Boozy.
He wouldn't get it together. No. He wouldn't be that together.
You're right. Yeah.
Not without self-help.
We don't know for sure.
No, I guarantee he wouldn't. I bet you this winner isn't going to be Gary Boozy.
It's unlikely, let's be fair.
It's not unlikely, Gary. It's not going to happen. He's also overseas and stuff. There's lots of... Unless he's filming here. He could be on the way home. Actually, he could be filming here as he's on.
God, is it going to be Boosie, do you think?
It could be Gary Boosie. Could be Gary Boosie.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Who else could it be?
Yeah. Karula Lenska. Could be Karula Lenska.
It could be. It's not Dennis Waterman.
No.
I can tell you that. Not any of the minded team.
Sir Alec? Do you think Sir Alec might have entered?
I tell you it is, Gav. It's Andy in West Sussex. Boom!
Yeah.
Yes!
Absolutely brilliant.
How are you, Andy? You all right?
Oh, very well, Johnny.
Where are you now? Where are you talking to us from?
A place called Upper Beeding in West Sussex.
Okay.
Beeding. Mm.
So you've won a trip for two to Nice. You've been to Nice before?
No, I haven't. Very excited.
Okay, you've got your flights, transfers, two nights at a four-star hotel with breakfast included. £250 spending money. Get in, Andy.
Put me down for that. I'd love it.
Okay, put me down for that. Who are you going to... You are down for it. Who are you going to take?
I'll take my wife, Sherry.
Okay. Okay, you take Sherry. Sherry, lady. Such emotion. Sorry. Fantastic. Has she been to Nice before?
No, she's not.
Okay, that's what she tells you. You don't know.
Yeah, allegedly.
Seriously, you don't know. Name like Sherry, you don't know.
No, you don't know.
She's full of such emotion. Okay, listen, you take... Sorry. I'm obsessed with that song. You take care of yourself. You and Sherry have a lovely time. Thank you for being a great winner.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your flights. Enjoy your transfers. Enjoy your two nights at a four-star hotel with breakfast included.
Absolutely brilliant.
I hope they've got sausage bacon.
Yeah.
They'll have sausage.
I like a big sausage.
I hope they've got a sausage for you.
You'll be fine.
Seriously. I hope you've got plenty of processed meat. You take care. Bye, Andy! Don't worry if you missed out. We've got another trip to Nice to give away. William Hill, Vegas tomorrow. Make sure you're listening on Friday as the prize up for grabs gets supersized in association with William Hill. Vegas. Play responsibly, please. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss our Friday spectacular. We've got another good one tomorrow, though.
Came up to my knees, begging me. forever until you wanna sit it out.
Sailor song, Gigi Perez. I'm Johnny Vaughan, this is the 4 till 7 thing. A lady from Newcastle, Geordie, she had to suffer a holiday in Corfu where there was no British food at all that she was expecting, and it wasn't all-inclusive. Mm. Something else she'd expected, considering the price.
Mm.
She had to pay up to £1.50 for a drink.
Oh, man.
No, no. Sorry, Barry's just texted us to say, it's nice, you bunch of gibbons.
Please.
If you go to Nice, though, they pronounce it Nice. It's foreign.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. They even had us at it earlier. Afternoon, joining the team. My mum once said to me she doesn't like Spain because there's too many Spanish people there. Honestly, to this day, I have no idea if she's being serious or not. From Rich in Maidstone. I know I've said it before, but I think it's just a beautiful text.
Mm.
Someone's mother generally baffling them.
Yeah.
What do you got, Suns?
Paul in Exmouth says, I went on a Mediterranean cruise last year and was horrified to discover I woke up in a different country every morning.
Good God.
What?
At least I could get English food on the ship.
Yeah. But certainly, once you look out that window, if the boat's not moving, you're somewhere foreign.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, if you're floating on a boat, that's British. Because we rule the waves.
Oh, sure.
No doubt about that. We've got the news next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio
X. At William Hill Vegas, bonus drop boost gives you a daily chance to win. Drop your disc today for a chance to win and build your Friday multiplier. 3 days played doubles it. 6 days triples it. Are you ready for your free daily drop? William Hill. Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day random prize claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Barclays ready-made investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays where do I begin investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bearside crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July, subject to availability. Details apply. See Iceland.com. Pay full flight terms.
Yes, that price includes full technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25, delivery times not guaranteed.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, a body has been found in the search for a British man who disappeared on a stag do in Portugal. 38-year-old Greg Monks went missing last Wednesday. The Chancellor's confirmed a U-turn on winter fuel payments, which means more pensioners will get them this year. Here's Rachel Reeves.
We have now put our public finances on a firmer footing. The economy is in a better shape, but we have also listened to the concerns that people had about the level of the means test.
The benefit was removed for lots of people last autumn to save money. HMRC says some customers have had their online accounts locked down.